Dem Rep. Auchincloss, no evidence China's a security threat in Panama Canal, we risk damage to our reputation. By Ian Hanchett on December 27, 2024. On Friday's CNN News Central, Representative Jake Auchincloss, DMA, said that there isn't any evidence that China exercises control over the Panama Canal in a way that endangers American security. But there is a risk of a hit to America's reputation if it looks like it's bullying Panama. Host Jessica Dean said, I'm curious if you think there is legitimate concern about China's influence on the Panama Canal. Auchincloss responded, there are two shipping companies domiciled in Hong Kong that have a presence at the Panama Canal zone. No evidence that I have seen that represents a security threat to the United States. I actually, 10 years ago, commanded a combined riverine training team. It combined Colombian and U.S. special operators to train the Panamanian public forces on how to do patrols on the Panama Canal zone. And I found the Panamanians to be professional, to be pro-American. These are our allies. The world, Jessica, is complicated enough without picking fights with our friends. I would really encourage President Trump to look at the two hot wars that we've got to handle right now. One in Ukraine, one in the Middle East, and ensure that we are supporting Ukraine to unconditional victory and that we are supporting Israel now that it has the upper hand against Iran. Dean then asked, Trump advisors are explaining this as a negotiating tactic that he's using. And I hear you saying that the world is complicated enough. Do you agree with this sort of tactic? Do you think that that could be appropriate and bear fruit for America? Auchincloss answered, no, because the Pax Americana, which has spread peace and prosperity globally for the last 70 years, is based on the idea that America supports and respects the rule of law everywhere. And when we are seeming to bully a small country like Panama, I don't think it makes us look strong or tough. I think it makes us look petulant. And it also, it's worth noting, Jessica, that if he's worried about being overcharged and that raising prices for American families, that runs directly contrary to his idea of adding tariffs on imports from Canada, from Mexico. Those are going to raise costs for food and for car insurance and for housing for American families far more than the rate that the Panama Canal Zone is charging. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.